of the playing of our national anthem, we're just about set for action here at the Polo Grounds with Jay Hook on the mound for the New York Mets. Jay, his last outing, went the distance pitching a strong four-hitter as the Mets beat the Chicago Cubs last Tuesday. That was Jay's second win of the year against a single setback. His other victory was a strong five-hitter that gave the Mets their first win of the season at the expense of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Harry Bedell, the left fielder, will be leading off against Jay Hook. Jay has an earned run average after five starts of 3.6. Has won two, lost one. His mound opponent today will be 6'4" Cecil Butler. Butler will be making his first major league start. Time record against the Milwaukee Braves of 3 wins and 7 losses. Now here we go as Howie Bedell, the speedy left fielder, steps in to lead off. Bedell hitting at 221. Left-hand hitter with good size, and he can really fly. That's with the infield shaded a bit toward right. Marv Thornberry at first, Charlie Neal flying second, Elio Ciccone at short, and Felix Mantilla is at third. Here's the windup by Hook, and the first pitch of the game is a strike on the inside corner, a real good live fastball. Frank Thomas in left, Jim Hickman in center field, and around in right field, Gus Bell. Hook on the mound, and Hobie Landreth behind the plate. For the Braves, Bill Adair coaching at third, and Andy Pafko is coaching at first. Wind up in the pitch by Jay Hook, a foul ball, wafted back toward the upper deck, and this will be out of play. A lot of games to follow throughout the afternoon. Number of doubleheaders going. In the Yankee game at Cleveland, Johnny Blanchard has homered in the second. Base is clear, and it's now Cleveland 3 and the Yankees 1, with the Yankees sitting in the second. A smash through the box, a base hit for Howie Bedell. Jim Hickman glides over in front of it, whips the ball back in, and Howie Bedell on a two-strike pitch singles to center field to open up the game. That brings up the right fielder, Mac Jones. He was a tough hitter for the New York Mets to get out in yesterday's doubleheader. Jones hitting at 327. He had two long hits to the opposite field in the second game yesterday. Now Jay Hook off the stretch. Down comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Mantilla up close at third in the event of a bunt. Felix Mantilla bringing a 14-game hitting streak into today's game against Milwaukee. Kurt Flood of the Cardinals had a 17-game streak for the longest hitting streak of the National League season. Bedell with a short leadoff first. Thornberry holds against him. Pitch by Hook. Curve that's over. Strike two ball. So Hook now is in front on Mac Jones with a two-strike shot. Two-strike count on Mac Jones. Henry Aaron, the center fielder, on deck. Here's the pitch to him. A ground ball hit toward the hole. Backhanded by Ciccone. Thrown to Neal. First play at second on a beauty of the play by Elio Ciccone. Real sparkler turned in by Ciccone. Elio had broken towards second with the runner moving. The ground ball was hit back toward his vacated position. Running back, he made a backhand stab and an off-balance throw to Charlie Neal in time to force Howie Bedell. Now the hitter is Hank Aaron. Aaron hitting at 282 with 5 home runs and 16 runs batted in. After 8 years, a lifetime 319 hitter. Now Jay Hook, young right-hander from Grays Lake, Illinois, turns and throws to first, not in time. Jones leading off first. In comes the pitch. Curve that bends over the outside corner, breaking away from Hank Aaron, and the count strike one. No game tomorrow. The Cubs will be here to open a two-game series with a night game on Tuesday night and a day game on Wednesday. Two-game series, so the Cubs will wind up the current New York Met homestand. The next homestand will open on Decoration Day, the 30th of May, a doubleheader against the Dodgers. Ground ball hammered to shortstop. Chacon fires to Neal. There's one. Neal to Cranberry. Double play. No run. One hit. No errors and none left on. In the middle of the first inning at the Polo Grounds, the score, the Milwaukee Braves, nothing. And the New York Mets coming to bat. On the mound for the Milwaukee Braves this afternoon, 24-year-old Cecil Butler from Dallas, Georgia. Butler has been used prior to today in relief by Bertie Tibbetts. Has a fine arm. Braves consider him an outstanding pitching prospect, and today he gets his first major league start. Jim Hickman leading off in the last half of the first inning. Jim hitting at 320 with five home runs. Outside and high, it's ball one. The Mets have hit at least one home run in every game they have played in the Polo Grounds so far this year. Elio Chacon waiting on deck. Butler out of his windup, fires inside and low. Big, tall right-hander with a good live arm. He had some arm trouble at Louisville last year. He developed a couple of pretty severe blisters on his pitching hand, and perhaps in favoring the blisters, he came up with a sore arm. He wound up the year with 9 and 11, but he finished well. Pitching 2-0. A high fly ball to short left field. Roy McMillan, back into shallow left, is under it, and he puts it away for the out. That brings up one of the real stars from the double triumph of yesterday, Elio Chacon. Elio comes up to hit. He has been on base his last seven times up. Elio hitting at 239. He broke a hip famine in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. His first two times up, he failed to hit, but then he broke out. Hit safely his last two times up in that first game, and then was on base five straight times in the nightcap with three hits and two walks. And he knocked three runs in. Fast foul off the mask of Del Crandall. The Braves are set up with Joe Adcock at first, Frank Bowling playing second, Roy McMillan at short, and Sammy Samwell at third. In the outfield, Howie Bedell in left, Hank Aaron playing center, and around in right, Mac Jones. Butler on the mound, Del Crandall catching. Now Butler cranks up. Down comes his pitch, outside and high. One ball, one strike. Tomorrow will be an off day for the Braves, and then they'll go into Pittsburgh to open a series on Tuesday night. The 1-1 delivery to Elio is swung and missed. One ball, two strikes. Butler, 6'4", weighs 195 pounds. Pitching 1-2. Way inside. That one almost nicked him. This fellow really throws hard. Now the count is even at 2-2. Bertie Tibbetts has not one, but several very fine young pitching prospects. Pitchers with youth, size, and powerful arms. They come around for him. He'll have another strong mound step. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Cecil Butler fanning Elio Chacon to break the streak for Elio. Two outs and nobody on. That brings up Felix Mantilla. Felix hitting 329. He shares the club lead with Frank Thomas in total hits. Each has 28. Here's the pitch to him, and it misses the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Last half of the first inning, no score. Bobby Hemus coaching at third and Cookie Lamagetto at first. Now Butler, the tall right-hander, winds and pitches. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Cubs come in for two games Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. Mets will open their next road trip against the Milwaukee Braves next weekend, playing Friday night, Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday. Then they go to Houston for two games, Los Angeles for two, and San Francisco for four. In the dirt, two balls and one strike. Down 2-1 on Felix Mantilla. Bounced foul, he went after a curveball, and so the count is even 2-2. Felix has hit safely in 14 straight games. Beginning of the season, Bob Skinner had a 15-game hitting streak, and then Curt Flood, the fine center fielder of the St. Louis Cardinals, had a 17-game streak. Pitching 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high, hard one. So Cecil Butler gets off to a fast start, batting two of the three in the last half of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of one, the score, Braves nothing, and the New York Mets nothing. Big Joe Adcock. The leadoff against Jay Hook in the top half of the second. Joe could barely talk when the Braves first got to New York. He's had a real bad case of laryngitis. Crandall swinging a couple of bats out of the on-deck circle, and Frank Bowling after that. Outside and low, one ball, no strikes. Now Jay Hook winds and pitches. Trying a breaking ball, but it missed high. Two balls and no strikes. Jay, 25 years old, was born in Waukegan, Illinois, makes his home now in Grays Lake. A high pop foul down the right field line. Thornberry moving over, but he has no play. The ball is in the upper deck. Two balls and one strike. Last year was a big one for Joe Adcock. 12-year veteran, hit 35 home runs. Pulls up on the swing, and the pitch is over, 2-2. Now, Hobie Landreth, grass behind the plate, setting up the target. An off-speed delivery just misses. He tried to change up on 2-2, and the count goes full now, three balls and two strikes. Adcock, one of baseball's strongest hitters. Mantilla, deep behind the bag and playing the line against him. Ilyosha Cohen, deep at short, right on the rim of the outfield grass. Pitching 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Knee-high breaking ball by Jay Hook, and he fans Joe Adcock. That will bring up Del Crandall. Del Crandall. Del hitting at 327. Pitches over at the knees, strike one. Yesterday was a good day for Del. Outside and low, one ball and one strike. Crandall caught the first game yesterday, hit a home run in the second, his third of the year. And in the opener of this series, he had 3 for 5 and knocked 4 runs in with 2 singles and a double. Outside and low, he lays off of it, 2-1. To Del Crandall. The wind-up and pitch by Jay Hook. A smash to short. Off the shins of Ilyosha Cohen. There'll be no throw, and Crandall is on. The ball was hit right after Cohen, but it was really tagged. An error charge to Elios Chacon. So the Braves have a runner in Dell Crandall, and up to hit is Frank Bowling. Frank hitting 307. Now Jay Hook into his stretch. Marv Thornberry holds against Crandall. And the pitch to Bowling is in the dirt. It bounds away. On his way to second goes Dell Crandall. No throw. Wild pitch. Charged to Jay Hook. Breaking ball in the dirt that enables Crandall to move over to second. Frank Bowling, slender right-hand hitter and one of the game's steadiest players, facing Jay Hook. Frank, a seven-year veteran. Last year was his first in the National League, and he made the All-Star team. Wound up the year hitting a 262. Infield pop-up on the left side of the diamond. Now it's being blown toward the mound. Charlie Neal is coming all the way to the first baseline, and he takes it for the out. Wynn got a hold of that pop-up and actually blew it over very close to the first baseline before Neal could take it. Wind is blowing in, angling just a little bit to the point that a ball hit down the left field line probably would be helped some. But anything hit towards center or on the right side of the diamond will be blown back. Two down. The batter is Sammy Samwell. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch by Hook. And it is a hook that's over for a strike call. Sammy Samwell, outstanding defensive ball player, and if he hits very anything at all, he'll be quite a player. Now Jay looking in to take his sign from Hobie Landreth. No score. We're in the top of the second. Ground ball hit down to third to his leftist Mantilla. He's up with it. Throws to Thornberry, and the side is out. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And now at the end of an inning and a half, the score, Braves nothing and the New York Mets nothing. Coming up in the last half of the second. You know, the Mets, since their nine-game losing streak, have now won seven and lost eight since that point. They've won four of their last five ball games. Frank Thomas to lead off against Cecil Butler. The warm-ups at St. Louis for the Dodgers, Johnny Padres, and for the Cardinals, Larry Jackson. Fastball over, strike one call. Thornberry waiting on deck. He went after a curve, a foul ball off to the left, and the count strike two. Frank hitting 298 with eight home runs and 17 runs batted in. Nobody on, nobody out. Last half of the second. Big curve that is hung on and missed. Strike three. Drops the ball. Now Dell picks it up. Throws down to Adcock in time to get Thomas. Third strike out in a row for rookie Cecil Butler. Marv Thornberry to hit against Butler. Marv has been up five times since joining the Mets, has one hit. Left-handed batting first baseman. Foul tip, no play, strike one. In comes ground ball bounced on the right side of the dam and fumbled by Bowling, but he picked it up. Throw safe. The throw pulled Adcock off the bag. Bowling scrambled, recovered the ball in time to make the play at first, but his hurried throw pulled Joe Adcock off the base, and Marv Thornberry is on. It's an error charge to Frank Bowling. Each team now has drawn an error in the game. Coming on to hit will be Gus Bell. Marv Thornberry on first, one man down. No score. We're in the last half of the second. We'll check all the scores of the other games for you at the end of the inning. Now Cecil Butler delivers a fastball in the outside corner, strike one call. Just made a couple of outstanding plays in the outfield in the doubleheader yesterday. He has really been playing some great defensive ball. Adcock about two strides off the bag at first, and the curve is fouled into the dirt right by home plate. Two strikes. Charlie Neal in the on-deck circle, and then Hobie Landry. Mets won the opener yesterday on a dramatic two-out, two-run homer in the ninth by Hobie Landreth. Won the nightcap on a tremendous upper-deck home run to the opposite field by Gil Hodgson. Thornberry edging off first. Pitch to Bell is into the dirt, breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Nothing going tomorrow, but the Cubs are in here for a night game Tuesday night and a day game Wednesday. Ball has popped up down the left field line. Scooting after it is Sammy Samwell. He's been fouled around, and he has it for the out. Two men down as Bell fouls out to the third baseman. Now the hitter is Charlie Neal. Charlie batting at 276 with three home runs and 11 RBIs. Facing Cecil Butler. Butler, 6'4" right-hander. He's 24 years old. Starts him off with a fastball, but it misses high. One ball and no strikes. Mets today playing their 15th game of the season at the Polo Grounds. And the first 14 games, they've hit at least one home run. They're hoping to keep that record going today. He holds up on the swing, and the curve is outside. Ball 2, 2-0. Standing up. Now the Mets have runners at the corners, and Hobie Landreth coming up to hit. Hard line drive over second into center field. A clean hit for Charlie Neal. Hobie was the man of the hour in the come-from-behind win in the first game yesterday. Hobie hitting 409. On nine hits and 22 times up. Runners at first and third now. Jay Hook, his warm-up jacket draped around his shoulders, has come out of the on-deck circle, and Jay will be watching Cecil Butler and at the same time loosening up his shoulders. Breaking ball over, strike one call. Jay always occupies the on-deck circle when he's pitching a ball game. Red Ruffing, who was one of the best hitters of all the pitchers in the history of the game, used to always like to come out of the circle. Pitch to Hobie Landreth. Misses outside. One ball and one strike. One and one on Hobie Landreth. Runners at first and third. There are two away. We're in the last of the second. No score. Butler makes the 1 second stop. Now the pitch. He lays off of it. It's inside and high. Ball two. Two and one. Roy McMillan pulled over towards second against Hobie Landreth. Frank Bowling back on the rim of the right field grass. Adcock about two strides behind Charlie Neal. Mara Thronberry, who reached safely on an error and raced to third on Neal's hit, leads down off third. Curve inside. Hobie started to go, then thought better of it at the count of three and one. The bases and brings up Jay Hook. Jay hitting 333 on 3-for-9 with two RBIs. When he won his first game beating Pittsburgh, he came up early in the ballgame with the bases loaded, the Mets in front 2-0, and he was facing Bob Feely, the 6'6" rookie left-hander of the Pirates. Feely can really throw hard. But Hook came up and banged a base hit to right center field, driving two runs in to really send the Mets off flying in the game. Now he's hoping he can do the same. Marv Thronberry leading down off third. Charlie Neal off second. Hobie Landreth off first. Butler using the full windup. Pitch to Hook. A strike hit hard. Back down to Sandy McMillan. He throws to second to rob him of the base hit. Highway robbery in broad daylight. A beautiful play by Roy McMillan. He took a base hit away and saved a couple of runs. That ball was really slammed by Hook toward the hole on the left side of the infield. And Roy McMillan, a fine defensive player all his life, just whirled, made it across the body, backhand pickup, then had plenty of time to throw to second for the fourth play to retire the side. Great defensive play by Roy McMillan. No runs, one hit, one error, and three left on. At the end of two, the score, Braves nothing and the Mets nothing. Right here, we're going along to the third inning. Ball game scoreless on quite a fielding play by Roy McMillan. And now as the Braves come up to hit in the third inning, coming up here just as dapper as he can be is Mr. Ralph Kiner.
Bob Murphy, and as it so often happens, Roy McMillan, who turned in a great play to keep the Mets from scoring, is the leadoff man here in the top of the third. Well, he's made many, many great plays. He's considered one of the best fielding shortstops in the history of the National League. Jay Hook with his first pitch, a curveball. It breaks on the outside corner. Strike one call. Hook making his sixth appearance of the season. They've all been starting appearances. He has a record of 2 wins and 1 loss. And the one strike pitch to the right-handed batter is pulled foul down the left field line. Strike two. Ball bouncing off of the upper deck railing. And actually off of the Viceroy side. Now Jay Hook back to the plate with a two-strike pitch. It's high, ball one. One ball, two strikes. In a scoreless ball game, the Milwaukee Braves will send up here in the top of the third Roy McMillan, Cecil Butler, and Howie Bedell in that order. Eighth, ninth, and first place positions in the batting order. Now Hook outside with the 1-2 pitch. The count now, 2 balls, 2 strikes. McMillan batting 244 for the season, has 1 home run and 9 runs batted in. Jay Hook back to the plate. A let-up that's popped away in foul territory, so the count will hold at 2-2. McMillan last year in his first season for the Milwaukee Braves hit .220. He's not much of an average hitter. He has pretty good power. And he can surprise you with a home run at times. Jay Hook back, a ground ball going through the hole in the left field of base hit. McMillan rounds first base and holds there as Thomas throws in to Elias Chacon. So the second base hit of the game off Jay Hook, Roy McMillan at first base, and that will bring up Cecil Butler, the pitcher. Butler has yet to get a base hit this year. He has a zero batting average, a right-handed batter. And Felix Mantia at third base, moving in, looking for the possible bunt. No one out. It's the top of the third, no score. Here comes the first baseman. The attempt at the bunt, foul tip, strike one. Ball is dropped by Colby Landreth. And at first base, remaining there, Roy McMillan. No balls, one strike. Jay Hook with the sign. He checks his runner at first base. And the pitch to the plate. Down low, a curveball. Butler squared around, but he took it, so it's ball one. One ball, one strike. At the end of one, Philadelphia at Chicago. No score. Throw to first base, but McMillan back easily. In the American League, it's 3-1 in favor of Cleveland at the end of two. Now Hook back to the plate inside. And again, Butler squaring around the bunt and taking, so it's ball two, strike one. Outfield straight away, and at first base and third base. Players looking for the bunt. There's the square round. He bunts but doesn't get the ball. It goes strike two. So now they count two balls and two strikes. Bill Adair, the third base coach, he's giving the sign now whether or not to hit away or to bunt. At first base, Andy Patko. Elias Chacon and Johnny Neal moving back, looking for the hit away and a double play. There's a square out for the bunt. He takes it. Ball, strike three. So Cecil Butler, attempting to bunt, takes the pitch, and he's called out on strikes, and that's strikeout number two for Jay Hook. One man down here in the top of the third, and it brings up Howie Bedell. Bedell picked up a base hit as the leadoff man in the ballgame when he singled to center field. He was erased later on a double play. Bedell, a left-handed batter, came on at 221. He has good speed. First pitch to him, a curveball that hangs just above the letters, ball one. Bedell last year played at Louisville. He had a fine 327 average there. He led the league with 15 triples. And also he led the league in base hits with 194. Next pitch to him has popped up in foul territory, back of home plate and going out of play. Coming back to chase the ball all the way back to the stands, Hobie Landreth. So the count now, one ball and one strike. No score in the game, one man out. Bedell last year hit in 43 consecutive ball games, which tied the American Association record. He just missed leading the league in batting. Missed by a single percentage point. Now time call as the home plate umpire, Stan Landis, has trouble with his mask. He broke the strap on his mask, so he'll have to use another one. Last night we had a long conversation with Stan Landis in regard to some of the playing rules. One of them being the rule that the catcher can go into the dugout to make a catch. Stan at one time was a ball player, so he's got the ball player's angle going for him too. Now chime in, a new mask on Stan Landis, and the count, one ball and one strike. Jay Hook Hook on the mound with a runner at first base. And his next pitch to the plate is taken down low, ball two. Two balls and a strike. The ball getting away from Hobie Landreth, but he got on it quickly. And McMillan at first base held there. Hook with a record of 2 wins and 1 loss. He defeated Pittsburgh for the first victory for the New York Mets. Won that game 9-1, and he helped his own cause by throw to first base, but no play. Helped his own cause by getting a big base hit, driving in 2 runs in that game. Then he picked up a win against the Chicago Cubs. The 2-1 pitch to Bedell. Outside, ball three. So now the count, 3 balls and 1 strike. In that Chicago game, Jay Hook went all the way. He's had 2 complete games, and he gave up only 4 hits. This is his 6th appearance. Now the 3-1 pitch to Bedell. High, ball 4. And that'll move McMillan 90 feet down to second base. And that's the first walk given up by Jay Hook. Puts runners at first and second. One man out, and Mac Jones steps in. Jones was retired on a great play by Elias Chacon when Chacon went deep in the hole. So here is Mac Jones batting 327, a left-handed batter. He has good power to left field. Also has good power all the way around, left center and right field. First pitch to the left-handed batter is a slow curveball called strike one. Jay Hook dropping a curve down around the knees. Jones has 4 home runs and 14 runs batted in. He's another one of their fine prospects, Milwaukee prospects. Now the 1-strike pitch to Jones. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Another curveball. This time a little bit lower than the other one. So Hook with runners at first and second and 1 out. The score, nothing-nothing. Out in front of Mac Jones with a 2-strike count. Jones broke into the major leagues with a pretty good day, a perfect 4-for-4 day. That was last year. He takes high inside, ball one. Very unusual to break in like that. In fact, only 2 other players in the history of baseball have ever broken into the major leagues with a 4-for-4 day. One of them, Casey Stengel, back in 1912. And the other, Willie McGovey. I think Al Moore was playing in that game that Casey Stengel was playing in. Jay Hook squares around to second base and then goes to first. He did not throw the ball. That's a pet play that the New York Mets used. This time, no one moving. 1-2 pitch to Jones. Fouled down on the ground, and the count will hold at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones last year hit .231 for Milwaukee. He also played at Louisville, where he hit .326. .6'1", 180 pounds. Wind is blowing in from center field. A tough day for any ball hit to center field. Now the 1-2 pitch by Jay Hook. Outside, ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 out, no score in the game. Batting .327. Hook into the windup and the pitch back to play. Call strike three. And Mac Jones stands there, a little stunned as Jay Hook picks up his 3rd strike out of the ball game, and that's out number 2. And it brings up Henry Aaron. Two strikeouts in this inning by Jay Hook, both called. Here comes Henry Aaron, a right-handed batter. Hank it into a double play his first time up. He came into the game with a .282 average. Number 44, and he certainly hit that ball well. Runners at first and second with short leads.
As Jay Hook comes to the plate there with a curveball, it's outside, ball one. Aaron has 5 home runs and 16 runs batted in this year. He's had some great years in baseball. Last year, he hit .327, for example, with 34 home runs and 120 runs batted in. A let up, it's outside, ball two. .1957, Aaron hit his number, 44. That led the league, and he had 132 runs batted in that year to lead the league. Last year, he had 39 two-base hits, which led the league. Also, 10 triples. Two balls and no strikes as Hook comes back with a curveball, ball three. So now, Jay Hook with a 3-0 count to Henry Aaron with 2 men out. Runners at first and second base. There's no score in the game. For a guy that weighs only 170 pounds, Aaron has tremendous bars. And he's an amazing athlete. He has missed only 12 games during the past 7 seasons. Last year, he played in every game that Milwaukee played. Now the 3-0 pitch to Aaron. Swung on, fouled away. Participated in 7 consecutive All-Star games. Jay Hook with 2-1 pitch to Aaron on the ground in the third baseman Mantilla. He takes it, goes across the diamond to Marshall Murray for out number 3. So Hook works out of a jam in the third inning as the Milwaukee Braves in the third pick up 1 hit. They scored no runs. There were no errors and 2 men were left on. And the score at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play. The Milwaukee Braves, nothing. The New York Mets, nothing. Bottom half of the third inning, no score in the ball game, and coming up for the second time in the ball game, Jim Hickman. The Mets had a chance to score in the second, but a fantastic play by Roy McMillan, with the bases loaded, kept the score at nothing-nothing. Jay Hook hit the ball, and McMillan made a great backhanded catch. Here's the first pitch to Jim Hickman, batting for the second time. A curveball outside, ball one. Jim popped up to the shortstop in the first inning. He is 0 for 1, came into the game with a .320 average. The next pitch to Hickman is inside, ball two. Cecil Butler on the mound for the Milwaukee Braves. And he's given up only 1 hit so far through 2 innings. This is his first major league start in the 1962 season. He's appeared 5 times in relief. Now the big right-hander to the plate, high, ball three. 3 balls and no strikes. Butler has a record of 1 win and no losses. He picked up a win when he went 4 1/3 innings against Houston. He's a big fellow, 6'4", weighs 195 pounds. He's had arm trouble throughout his career. Next pitch, high inside, ball four. So Jim Hickman picks up a walk as the leadoff man in the third for the New York Mets with no score in the game. That's Hickman's 9th walk of the season, and it ties him with Elio Chacon for the team leadership. Second walk issued by Cecil Butler. Elio Chacon in the batter's box, a right-handed batter. Elio was the first strikeout victim of Cecil Butler. He's picked up 2 in the first inning. Elio batting .239. A throw to first base, but Hickman back easily. Elio yesterday was on base 7 consecutive times
Two walks and five base hits. His last base hit tied up the ball game, which was later won when Hodges hit his 364th home run. First pitch to Chacon in the dirt, dug out by Del Crandall, ball one. The Mets yesterday, with their first double header victories, now climbing up towards the top of the ladder in the second division. Back to the plate with a strike call. So after five consecutive balls, Butler finally picks up a strike. The count, one ball, one strike. Sammy Samwell at third base playing very shallow, looking for a possible bunt. No score in the game. Again, a throw to first base, but it's a lob throw. And Hickman back easily. No one out in the bottom of the third. Chacon does bunt, but this time down the first baseline, trying to beat it out. It goes foul. One ball, two strikes. In a pregame interview, Elio Chacon, who speaks very little English, said he likes to hit against anybody. No one in preference, but he said, well, he's hitting, it doesn't make a bit of difference who the pitcher is. He's certainly a nice little fellow. Now, the 1-2 pitch to Chacon. Her ball is just the ball to knees, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Chacon, who makes his home in Venezuela. Jim Hickman at first base draws a throw there, and again he's back easily. Now the right-handed pitcher into the stretch and back to the plate. A curveball way inside, ball three. So now three balls, two strikes on Elio Chacon. Elio looking down to the third base coach. But there's only one thing to do here, and that's it away. Jim Hickman at first base. We'll watch and see if he's going. Casey Stengel likes to move his men. There's a throw to first base. This time Hickman had to hustle back. A 3-2 count, no score in the game. Hickman goes, the pitch is taken inside, ball four. So Hickman, who was running, can now walk the rest of the way, and Chacon moves down the first. That's walk number three, issued by Cecil Butler. And it stirs up the bullpen. We'll see who they're going to get up down there. Andy Papko going to the phone in the dugout, and it's answered down the bullpen, and we'll have some action. In a row, issued by Cecil Butler. And the batter coming up now, Felix Mantilla. Felix with a current 14-game batting streak going. Struck out swinging in the first inning. So he is 0-for-1. Batting 329. The first pitch to him, a call strike. As Mantilla squares around and takes it to knee. Carlton Woolley is up in the bullpen for the Milwaukee Braves. Hickman at second base, at first base, Elio Chacon, two fast men, and in the batter's box, Felix Mantilla. The on-deck batter, Frank Thomas, with no one out. Bottom half of the third, nothing-nothing game. Now the right-hander back to the plate, and it's bunted, but foul. So the count now, no balls, two strikes on Felix Mantilla. Of the regular players, Mantilla leads the club, hitting 329. Hobie Landreth has a 409 average, but he's only been up 22 times going into today's game. Adler into the stretch and to the plate. A check and a swing, and the ball is fouled off the bat back in the screen for the Cavs stay at 0-2. And while we have time, we pause for station identification.
At the 810 spot on your radio dial, this is WGY Schenectady.
Temperature 62 degrees.
Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy, on the play-by-play from the Polo Grounds in New York City. And the score of the game, 0-0, with a count 0-2 on Felix Mangia. The New York Mets with runners at first and second base. Cecil Butler to the plate with his two-strike pitch, and he throws a curveball. It's low for ball one. One ball and two strikes. The Yankees playing at Cleveland, trailing Cleveland by one. The score of 3-2 at the end of five. Whitey Ford going for his fourth victory. Donovan going for his sixth. Next pitch to Mantilla popped up high in the air over to foul territory. Joe Adcock there makes a catch in the runner's hole. So one man out now, and that brings up Frank Thomas. Came into the game today with a .298 average. He leads the club in home runs with eight. And he struck out his first time up in the third inning. In that Yankee game, there were three home runs. Romano had one for Cleveland in the first inning with two on. Blanchard had one in the second for the Yankees with no one on. Boyer has picked one up with no one on in the third. First game of a doubleheader. The first pitch to Frank Thomas. Swung on, foul tip back in the glove of Del Crandall. Strike one. Boston to Detroit at the end of 1.5. 0-0. Cisco and Regan there. Baltimore 2, Washington 0. In Baltimore at the end of 5. Rudolph and Fisher. Rich Robinson had a home run for the 2-run. Next pitch to Thomas is down low. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Stan Musial has hit more visiting home runs in the Polo Grounds than Frank Thomas. Next pitch to Thomas, a curveball in the dirt, dug out again by Del Crandall, ball two. Two balls and one strike, and this sends Crandall out to the mound. Crandall last year caught the first four games of the season and never caught another one after that as he came up with tendonitis in his right shoulder. He claims it's fine now, and he's off to a great start this year in the batting department. Always a fine catcher. 2-1 pitch to Thomas. A let-up curveball swung on and missed. Strike two. So now with runners at first and second, a 2-2 count with one out and no score in the game. Cecil Butler in his first start this year. And to the plate to Frank Thomas. The broken bat base hit into left field. Here comes Hickman in from second base. He will score the throw there. It's not in time. And holding at second base, he needs to call. So the New York Mets go out in front as Frank Thomas picks up a base hit. And he drives in a run. That gives Thomas 18 RBIs for the season. And the Mets now a 1-0 lead. Gone at second base and first base Frank Thomas, and the batter is now Marv Stromberry, a left-handed man against the pitcher Cecil Butler. Still throwing in the bullpen for Milwaukee, Carlton Woolley. First pitch to Stromberry, curveball, call strike one. Marv was safe in an error in the second inning. The Mets in the second had the bases loaded but couldn't score, but a fine play by McMillan was the cause of that. The one-strike pitch to Thronberry. Hit on the ground at the second baseman. A chance for two. Over to second in time. The first base in time. A double play, and that retires the side. So in the inning for the New York Mets, one run on one base hit. There were no errors, two walks, one man left, and the score at the end of three innings of play. The New York Mets won, the Milwaukee Braves nothing. Moving to the top of the fourth inning, the Mets with a 1-0 lead and Milwaukee coming to bat. First man to bat against Jay Hook will be Joe Adcock, then Del Crandall and Frank Bowling. Adcock, one of three strikeout victims of Jay Hook in his only appearance today. He's batting .233. And the first pitch by Jay Hook, a curveball, it's outside, ball one. Jay threw three, has given up no runs on two hits. He has struck out three and walked one. Looking for his third victory of the season. Hook back with a changeup to tie, ball two. Two balls, no strike. Adcock, an all-around player at LSU, quite a basketball player. 2-0 pitch, a strike call. Adcock, in his career, has really changed his batting stance. He now uses a deep crowd, something he didn't do years ago. Certainly lowers his strike zone. 2-1 pitch to Joe. Hit on the ground to Chacon, a two-bouncer. He is up, over to first base in time. Out number one. And now coming to the batter's box, Del Crandall. Del batting .352 at the start of the game was safe in an error by Chacon at shortstop in the second inning. Crandall, a right-handed batter with a slightly open stance. Then Jay Hook's first pitch is just outside at the knees, ball one. Umpiring at first base, Vinny Smith. At second base, Mel Steiner. Third base, Dusty Boggess. A bouncing ball hit down to Mantilla. He is up with it. Throws underhand to first in time. Out number two. Two up and two down, and Frank Bowling steps in. Bowling popped up to the second baseman. He came on at 3:07. Last year got off to a fine start, just like he has this year. Jay Hook's first pitch, a call strike at the knees, the fastball. Bowling in his first season in the National League after playing in the American League was a runaway choice for the All-Star position at second base. Strike called again at the knees, so it's two strikes and no balls. Jay Hook with a two-strike pitch. It's a curveball. It's way outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes, two out. 1-0 game in favor of the New York Mets. Top of the fourth inning. Jay Hook into the windup and back to the plate. A curveball fouled away. So the count will stay at 1-2. Bowling played many fine years at Detroit. Started playing for Detroit in 1954. 1-2 pitch to Bowling. Foul tipped off the glove of Hobie Landreth. So again, the count will hold at one ball and two strikes. Mets picked up one run in the third inning when Frank Thomas singled to left field with Jim Hickman on second base. Milwaukee yet to score. 1-2 pitch to Bowling is high, ball two. Bowling was traded to Milwaukee with outfielder Neil Chrisley, who was in spring training with the Mets, for catcher Dick Brown, pitcher Terry Fox. Second baseman Chuck Cottier. Next pitch to him is high, ball three. Also in that trade, Billy Bruton. Brooks working on the mound, no one on, then two men out. Comes back to the plate. The ball hits through the middle into center field. It's a base hit. Bowling going to first base. Holds there. Hickman comes up with the ball. And that puts a runner at first base. That is a third base hit given up by Jay Hook. It brings up Hank Aaron. Make that Sam Well. It brings up. Sammy Sam Well in the batter's box, a right-handed batter. He grounded out to third in the second inning. In the sixth inning at New York, Roger Maris a home run with no one on. The score of that game at the end of 5.5, 4-2-3 in favor of Cleveland. First pitch to Sam Wallace, fouled back on the screen. Sam Well, 0-for-1 in the game, took a 0-6-3 average into the game. Throw to first base, but bowling back easily. Mets lead 1-0. Jay Hook to the plate inside. The ball gets away from Landers, but holding at first base, Frank Bowling. Obie hustled over to his left and picked it up. One ball, one strike. Back to the plate, a curveball, a check and a swing, and it's fouled off of the bat. So the count now, one ball and two strikes. Sam Well played last year at Louisville, and he hit 250. Had 15 home runs, which would indicate he has a lot of power for a small fella. Weighs about 170 pounds. Jay Hook to the right-handed batter with a curveball. It's fouled down the ground, and the count will stay at 1-2. Amado Ruperto Samuel. Teammates call him Sammy. Playing his first season in the major leagues. Jay Hook with a runner at first base and two outs. Back to the plate. Hits outside. Ball two. Obie Landreth pitched out or called for a pitch out. He moved out to take it, and the pitch was almost over the plate. He had to move back to his left to get it. Two balls and two strikes. Frank Bowling at first base with a short lead. And the pitch back to plate on the outside corner. Strike three call. Strikeout number four for Jay Hook to retire the side. And in the inning for the Milwaukee Braves, no runs on one hit. There were no errors. One man was left. And the score at the end, the 3.5 innings of play. The New York Mets won. The Milwaukee Braves, nothing. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
I was at the races. The track was fast, and the horse's eye back ran dead last. I couldn't believe it, but the gal next to me had just finished picking 3 out of 3. It was plain to see I could use some advice, so I offered her a smoke, just to break the ice. She said,
I only smoke filters, but some are so mild you can hardly taste them.
And I just smiled. I said, Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Now when I go to the track, I win. If I bring along my next of kin.
Ah, that's right.
So I want you to know, and I'll take all bets, if you smoke all 7 filter cigarettes, you'll find some too strong.
Some too light.
But Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. That's right, and away we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And the first batter coming up for the New York Mets as they lead 1-0 will be Gus Bell. Then Charlie Neal and Hobie Landreth. And the first pitch to Bell is a called strike in the outside corner. Cecil Butler, the starting pitcher on the mound, has given up two base hits so far, but one run. Cecil Butler, a big right-hander, looking for his second victory. He's lost none so far this year. This is his first start. And the next pitch to Bell, a fastball swung on a miss, strike two. Gus popped up to the third baseman in foul territory. He's 0 for 1. Left-handed batter stands way up in the front part of the batter's box and close to the plate. Butler's two-strike pitch, a curveball outside, ball one. Outfield playing straight away. Infield shifted to the first base side. Clay Bell is a full hitter. There's a bouncing ball hit down to Joe Atkar at first base. He takes it, tags the bag, out number one. Next batter, Charlie Neal. Charlie picked up the first base hit of the game when he singled to center field for the New York Mets in the second inning. One for one, he came up to the plate in the second inning with a .276 average. Neal batting for the right-hand side. Has three home runs and 11 runs batted in. This base hit a sharp one to center field. The first pitch to him popped up in foul territory over by the New York Mets dugout and going into the lower box seats for strike one. Baltimore 2, Washington nothing at the end of 5.5. Detroit 2, Boston nothing at the end of 2. One strike fits to Neal, lying in the center field, a base hit. Coming over, Hank Aaron. He picks it up on the second bound. So Johnny Neal with two straight hits on at first base with one man out. And it brings up Hobie Landreth. Hit number 3 off of Cecil Butler. Hobie walked in his only appearance. He's batting .409. 9 hits and 22 times at bat. He has one home run, but that was a big one. It won a ball game for the Mets, the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. Throw to first base, Neal back. First pitch to Hobie, outside, ball one. Crandall dropped the ball, picked it up right at his feet. Neal holding at first base. Mets scored the only run of the ball game in the third inning. When with runners at first and second, Frank Thomas. Single to left field, driving in Jim Hickman. Cecil Butler back to the plate. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strike. The National League at the end of 2, Cincinnati 1, Pittsburgh nothing. At the end of 3, Philadelphia and Chicago tied up at 2-2. Throw to first base. Neal had to dive back to get there. He made it. Los Angeles nothing at the end of the first. The bouncy ball hit down to the third baseman. He can't make a play as Johnny Neal was moving on it. So he went over to first base and got Hobie Landreth. Hit run play, saving a double play possibly. Moving Charlie Neal down to second base. Two men out, and the batter coming up, Jay Hook. Jay, in his first time up, was robbed of a base hit and possibly two runs batted in when Roy McMillan backhanded his smash to the shortstop position and threw, picked up a force play at second base. Left-handed batter. The first pitch to him, a fastball in the outside corner, strike one call. J. Jay is one of the few pitchers to wait his turn at bat in the on-deck circle. He likes to bat. Johnny Neal at second, and the pitch back to Jay Hook. A curveball fouled away, strike two. No balls and two strikes, 1-0 in favor of New York. So Butler all set the pitch, went into the stretch, but Hook, after Butler had taken too much time, stepped out of the batter's box. Now we're set to go. The two-strike pitch to Hook, a curveball just outside, a ball. Butler had trouble with a spur in his right elbow. All spring long, he's had arm trouble. In his history, he's throwing fine now. 1-2 pitch to Jay Hook is fouled away. So the count will hold at 1-2. He told Bertie Tebbets that no matter whether or not his arm was sore or not, he was going to throw it out. So he grabbed the ball, went out and threw every day, and he finally worked it to where he could throw fine again. Butler back to the plate with a curveball. It's top foul down the first base side. So once again, a 1-2 count. Johnny Neal at second base, back to the bag. Two men out. And the count, 1-2 on Jay Hook. Butler's pitch to Hook. Curveball, got him looking, strike three. So Butler picks up his fourth strikeout to retire the side. And in the inning, the New York Mets, no runs on one hit, no errors, one man left. And the score at the end of four innings of play. The New York Mets won, the Milwaukee Braves, nothing. And now, once again, back to the microphone, Bob Murphy.
Thank you, Ralph. We'll be going along now to the fifth inning with New York in front by a score of 1-0. And the Milwaukee Braves will have Roy McMillan to lead off. No game tomorrow. The Cubs are here Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. I'm sure you'll find following the Mets even more enjoyable if you have among the items in your sports library the New York Mets yearbook, which consists of pictures and biographical sketches of all the players, as well as profiles on manager Casey Spengel and the coaches. Your book is yours for 50 cents. Address your correspondence to Mets Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York 39. Cincinnati leading Pittsburgh 1-0 at the end of two. Bob Friend against Bob Perkey. Veda Penson homered for the only run in the game. Phillies and Cubs tied 2-2 at the end of three. Jim Owens against Don Cardwell. Billy Klaus at a two-run homer. They're playing a doubleheader in a single game. Dodgers nothing, Cardinals nothing after an inning and a half. Padres against Jackson. In the American League after 5.5, Cleveland 4, the Yankees 3. Whitey Ford against Dick Donovan. Four homers in that game already. Honey Romano, Johnny Blanchard, Cleet Boyer, and Roger Maris. Jack Fisher coming off the disabled list, making his first appearance, has blanked Washington for 6. The Orioles leading Washington 2-0 after 5.5 on a two-run homer by Brooks Robinson. In the fifth inning, it's Roy McMillan leading off against Jay Hook. Jay's wind up and pitch. He starts him off with a strike on the outside corner. Jay, a 25-year-old right-hander from Grays Lake, Illinois. He has good control. He usually works consistently ahead of the batters. Fly ball hit to left field. It's up and fairly deep. On the warning path is Frank Thomas, and this one is going to be gone in the upper deck for a home run. Polo Grounds stroke on that one by Roy McMillan. A high fly hit right down the left field line and just fair inside the foul pole, nestling into the upper deck. That ties the game at 1-1. For Roy McMillan,
His second home run of the year and his 10th RBI. Cecil Butler takes a strike on the outside corner. Ball was first hit. We thought Thomas might have a play on it. Outside and high. But after he moved back on the warning path and started glancing up, you knew the game was going to be tied. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes on Cecil Butler. Home run by Roy McMillan. The fourth hit given up by Jay Hook, and the game is even now at 1-1. A let-up taken high. Two balls and two strikes to the opposing pitcher, Cecil Butler. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike three called. A good fastball in the outside corner. Second time that Jay Hook has fanned Cecil Butler. That's five strikeouts in the game for Hook, and it'll bring up Howie Bedell, the leadoff hitter. Bedell singled to center in the first. He was out on a force play at second on a beauty of a play by Elio Chacon. He drew a walk in the third inning, and so Bedell is 1-for-1. Left-hand hitter, he jumps back and takes inside and low, ball one. The right arm, and it's right in there for a call strike. One ball and one strike. Ty Bedell had a big year at Louisville last season. He hit .327. During the season, he put together a 44-game hitting streak. From Pottstown, Pennsylvania, bounced the curve foul off the right. One ball and two strikes. He's one of the reasons the New York Mets were able to acquire Frank Thomas. Braves had the young outfielders, Mac Jones, Ty Bedell, but they had to keep on the parent ball club. Pitching 1-2. Foul ball hit down the first baseline. The ball took a bad hop and almost caught Andy Pafko in the air. Andy was just reaching down to pick it up with his bare hand, his left hand. And suddenly took a bad hop and boy, it almost nicked him. One and two. In comes the pitch. Ground ball slashed to shortstop. Elio Chacon is up with it near a second. Throws to Thornberry in time, and there are two away. Busy day is short for Elio Chacon. Two down now, nobody on. Coming up to hit will be Mac Jones, the right fielder. Jones has reached on a fielder's choice, been called out on strikes. Came into the game hitting at .327. We're in the top of the fifth inning, and the game is tied, 1-1. Outside and high. One ball, no strikes. The Cubs will be in Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. Then the Mets will go out on the road. They'll open their road trip in Milwaukee with a weekend series. Pitching 1-2. Ground ball past the mound, over second, a base hit into center field. He sliced that one. Five hits now for Milwaukee, and Hank Aaron comes up. Aaron 0-for-2, banged into a double play in the first, and was thrown out by Felix Mantilla in the third inning. For 7 straight years, Aaron has played in 150 or more games. Throw to first by Jay, not in time. At first, Mel Steiner at second, Dusty Baggus at third, and Stan Landis working the plate. Fastball over a strike. Now Hank Aaron wants Stan Landis to look the ball over. It's all right. It goes right back to Hook. Tie game, 1-1. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Mac Jones, a fast man, on first base, two men down. In comes the pitch to him. It misses the outside corner down around the knees. One ball and one strike.
Aaron had a long home run in yesterday's game. Ball went in the upper deck in deep left field. Now Jay's slowing himself up just a little bit. He's up against a tough hitter in Hank Aaron. The 1-1 pitch. A call strike. Letter high on the outside corner. Aaron objecting to the call a bit as he steps out of there to discuss it with Stan Landis. One and two on Henry Aaron. Ilyoshi Kohn, deep at short, and a stride toward the hole. Mantilla deep behind third. Jim Hickman shaded toward left center. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball through the box into center field to base hit. Mac Jones around second. He'll hold there as Hickman charges the ball hard. Back-to-back singles now by Mac Jones and Hank Aaron. And the Braves have runners on first and second, two down. And Joe Adcock is coming up. Adcock has struck out and grounded out short to first. Big Joe is 0 for 2. Right here, Jay Hook up against a very dangerous hitter in Joe Adcock. Infield, back deep. Playing Adcock to full. In the outfield, very deep. Frank Thomas way out on the warning path and over toward the bullpen in left center. They give him the line. Now the pitch on the way. Outside and low, it's ball one. Mantilla plays the line against Adcock, but in the polo grounds, the outfielders did not play the lines. They play the alleys. Mac Jones on second, Henry Aaron on first, 2 men away. Now Hook into his stretch. Kicks the leg, delivers. Curve ball that breaks over, a beauty. One ball and one strike. Del Crandall, the on-deck batter. Asher Cohen chases Jones back to second. Jay up in pitching position. Down comes the arm. An off-speed breaking ball taken. Two balls and a strike. Milwaukee tying the game here in the top of the fifth inning on the home run by Roy McMillan. And they have a threat going now on base hits by Mac Jones and Hank Aaron. Two and one on Joe Adcock. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball in there. A call strike. Two and two. Up a bit and more over toward the hole at short. Pitching two and two. Strike recalled and Adcock knew it. He was caught looking and turned and walked away, and that's the sixth strikeout in the game for Jay Hook. One run, three hits. No errors and two left on. At the end of four and a half innings, the score, the Milwaukee Braves won and the New York Mets won. Game tied, 1-1, last of the fifth inning now with Jim Hickman leading off against Cecil Butler. At Cincinnati, Jim Marshall hit a three-run homer. Pittsburgh came up with four runs in the third inning. They lead Cincinnati 4-1 at the end of 2.5. The Phillies got a run to go in front of the Cubs, 3-2 at the end of four, Owens against Gardwell. Pitch to Hickman is taken low, one ball and a strike. The Cardinals lead the Dodgers 1-0 at the end of three. Johnny Padres against Larry Jackson. Now Cecil Butler, looking in, has his sign from Del Crandall. A wind-up and pitch to Hickman. He holds up on the swing. It's over a strike. One ball and one strike. In
the first game at Cleveland at the end of 6.5, it's Cleveland 4 and the Yankees 3. Both starters, Whitey Ford and Dick Donovan, still in there. Ground ball hit foul down the third baseline, no play. 1-2 to Jim Hickman. Jim has popped a short, drawn a walk, and he scored the New York run. He was driven in by Frank Thomas. Hickman counts healing that bat around. Now lets it come to rest on his shoulder for a moment. Butler winds the pitch. Curve is over, a beauty, strike 3 call. That's strikeout number 5 for Cecil Butler. And right here, let's pause for station identification.
At the 810 spot on your radio dial, this is WGY Schenectady.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kanter were at the Polo Grounds. Met sitting against Cecil Butler in the last of the fifth inning, and the game tied up. Leo Chacon, the batter, rips the foul back into the screen. And a count of strike 1. 7 innings complete now in the first game at Baltimore. The Orioles leading Washington 2-0. Jack Fisher dueling Dan Rudolph. Next pitch to Elio. Look out. He has to sit down and let that one go over his head. 1-1. In a single game at Detroit, the Tigers lead the Red Sox 2-1 after 2.5 on a 2-run homer by Dick Brown. That's Galen Sisko against Phil Regan. The warm-ups at Minnesota, Norman Bass for Kansas City and Bonakowski for the Twins. The 1-1 pitch to Elio Chacon is inside and high. Ball 2, 2-1. Fastball. He really hummed that one, and the count now is 3-1. Butler's 6'4", 195 pounds. He deals off the top, and he really throws hard. Pitching. Misses outside. 1-1. Milwaukee gave up Dick Brown, Terry Fox, Chuck Cottier, and Billy Bruton to get Frank Bowling. Now Crandall with a short lead draws a throw and scampers back to the base. Game tied 1-1. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Fouled back into the screen. 1-2. Two games with Chicago, Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. The night game starting at 8 o'clock, and the day game on Wednesday will start at 2. Then the Mets will go out on the road, visiting Milwaukee, Houston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. They come back home to open their homestand for the big Decoration Day doubleheader on May 30th against the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's a Wednesday. Pitching 1-2. Curve is hit in the air to left center field. Running hard is Jim Hickman. He's getting there. Makes the catch in left center. Makes the long throw, trying for a double play. Relayed by Neal. Safe at first and a close play. The throw went into Crandall, who was sliding back to first. Crandall had gone all the way to second. Hickman fired that ball from the alley in left center to Charlie Neal, who relayed to Thornberry, trying to double up Crandall. Fidel came sliding back in safely. He was ahead of the throw, and the throw went into the runner. One man away on the long fly to left center hit by Frank Bowling. Now the batter is Sammy Samwell, the third baseman. Samwell, 0 for 2, has been thrown out by Felix Mantilla and taken a call third strike. Thornberry holding against the runner. The infield and the outfield straight away. Fly ball hit high and deep to left center. Back goes Jim Hickman. He's under it now. Makes the grab out in deep left center. Randall all the way back from second base once again. That ball carried deep. Back into left center went long striding Jim Hickman to take it. Now there are two away at the top of the sixth inning, and the batter is Roy McMillan. Roy came up. The Mets leading 1-0 in the fifth inning and hit a home run. He pulled the ball right down the left field line. Game tied 1-1. Pitch by a hook is off the outside corner. 1-0. Now McMillan swishing that bat around. Cocks it. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside. Ball 2-2-0. Jay Hook working very cautiously to Roy McMillan. Roy has a perfect day going in addition to his home run. He singled to left field in the third inning. Elio Chacon deep at short and over toward the hole. Low, ball 3, and now Hook is behind on McMillan 3-0. On Roy McMillan. He goes after it, a foul ball back upstairs. The pitcher due up next, Bernie Tevis, gave the green light to Roy McMillan, and the count is 3-1. Now Jay fingers the rosin bag. Blows on his pitching hand. Del Crandall on first, two men down in the top of the sixth inning. Charlie Neal skated a bit towards second. 3-1 delivery with the runner going. A swing and a miss. The peg down to second. The slide. The throw goes in the dirt out to center field. Crandall on his feet goes on to third base. Del Crandall running on 3-1 will get a stolen base. Obie's throw was in the dirt on the second base side and went into center field. Obie then will be charged with an error as Crandall goes on to third. Del Crandall a stolen base, and it's an error charge to Obie Landon. Now the Braves have Crandall on third. The count is full, 3-2 to Roy McMillan. Jay Hook working hard trying to get Roy McMillan. He'd like to have a pitcher leading off in the next inning. Here's the windup by Hook and the pitch. Curve is outside. He lost him. And so now Butler will be coming up with runners on first and third, two down. That's the third walk given up by Hook, and Hobie Landreth goes out to talk to him for a moment. Cecil Butler coming up for the third time. He's been up twice and been struck out twice. The leadoff batter, Howie Bedell, the left fielder, is in the on-deck circle. Coach Bill Adair moving up to talk to the runner on third, Del Crandall. Around comes the arm. Curve outside and high. 1-1. First in the game, Frank Thomas driving in the run. McMillan tied the game with a homer. Way up high. Hobie had to reach up in a hurry to grab that one. And tossed 2 balls and a strike now on the opposing pitcher, Cecil Butler. It was almost a wild heave by Jay Hook.
balls and one strike. Roy McMillan on first, Del Crandall on third with two men down. Pitching 2-1. Strike called. He came with a fastball. And the count is even now at 2-2. Hook trying to pitch out of trouble. Milwaukee with runners at the corners. There are two away. Pitching 2-2. Strike 3 called. Good fastball. The third straight time, Butler is called out on strike. That's the seventh strikeout in six innings for Jay Hook. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. At the end of 6.5 innings, it's the Milwaukee Braves 1 and the New York Mets 1. Frank Thomas will lead off with the New York Mets in the home half of the sixth inning. Frank drove in the New York run. With a base hit to left field, back in the third inning, and scored Jim Hickman. Hickman had drawn a walk. Moved over to second on a walk to Elio Chacon, and then he came in to score on the base hit by Thomas. Butler out of his landing. Delivers a high drive to the left field. It is back fairly deep, and it'll be caught and taken by Howie Bedell. That ball got up and kind of died. He must have hit it pretty close to the end of the bat. When it first went off the bat, it sounded and looked as though it might have a good chance to go to the seats. But it got up there and just suddenly tailed off, and the left fielder, Howie Bedell, takes it. The upper deck out in left field, a couple of fellows walking along carrying a banner that says, "Love those men." Marv Thornberry hitting. Looks at a curve outside and low. It's ball one. Another big banner on the upper deck and left field says, "Scout the Braves." Butler cranking up, delivers. This time the breaking pitch is over to Thornberry. One ball and one strike. Marv 0 for 2 has reached safely on an error and bounded into a double play. He went after another breaking ball. Butler giving Marv Thornberry a steady diet of slow curves. The first game is all over in Cleveland, and the Indians won the opener of the doubleheader 6-4. Donovan winning his sixth of the year without a loss. Whitey Ford the loser. Fastball inside in the count 2-2. There were home runs in that first game at Cleveland by John Romano. 2-1. Johnny Blanchard, Cleek Boyer, and Roger Maris all connecting with the bases empty for 3 of the 4 Yankee runs. Breaking ball outside, ball 3, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch coming up to Marv Thornberry. Butler winds and pitches. Check swing and a slow grounder down the third base line. In is Sam Wall, the throw, not in time. He beats it out for an infield hit. Thornberry was holding up on the swing. Tapped the slow roller down the third base line and beats it out. That'll be the fourth hit in the game for the New York Mets, and it brings up Gus Bell. Four innings in Cincinnati. Paris and Reds are tied up. 4-4. Frank Robinson putting Cincinnati back in that game with a two-run homer. They're in the last of the seventh at Wrigley Field. Phillies and Cubs tied 3-3. First game of a doubleheader. Now the stretch. And the pitch to Bell. In the dirt, blocked by Del Crandall. No advance by Marv Thornberry. And a single game in St. Louis at the end of four. The Cardinals lead the Dodgers 2-0. Bat around, waiting on Cecil Butler. Here's the pitch to him, and it's propped up on the left side of the infield. On the skin of the infield path, Roy McMillan is under it waiting. He has it for the out, and there are two away. Now, before Charlie Neal steps in to hit, we'll step out for station identification.
You're tuned to WGY 810 on your radio dial. The General Electric station's connected.
Last half of the sixth inning, the game tied 1-1. Charlie Neal with 2 for 2. Up to hit now against Cecil Butler. Butler very impressive in his first major league start. Big right-hander who throws hard. Foul tip, strike one. Bill Crandall caught that one right in the mask. The first game in Baltimore is over. Hoyt Wilhelm came on to put down an uprising, and the Orioles beat Washington 3-2 in the opener. Wilhelm, the winner in relief. The Birds had to get around the last of the last to win it, and Coutinho, the loser, in relief. Fouled it back toward the upper deck off the bat of Charlie Neal, and the counter strike two. Fastball by Cecil Butler in the count, 1-2. 13,477 to pay to tennis this afternoon. A total crowd of 13,885. And the ball is popped high in the air to short right field. Ambling back is Frank Bowling, the second baseman. And he has it for the out that retires the side. In the sixth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. At the end of six, the score, the Braves 1, and the New York Mets 1.
And this afternoon, as we go to the top half of the seventh inning, we're all tied 1-1. Both starting pitchers still in the ballgame. Jay Hook right now firing the warm-up tosses down to his battery mate, Hobie Landreth. And the Milwaukee Braves will be sending up the top of the batting order. Leadoff man, Howie Bedell, followed by Mac Jones and Henry Aaron. In case you have joined us along the way, the New York Mets scored first this afternoon. In the bottom half of the third inning, Jim Hickman walked, Elio Chacon walked. And after Felix Mantilla fouled out to first, Frank Thomas singled sharply to drive in Jim Hickman with the one run. Milwaukee Braves scored their one run in the top half of the fifth when Roy McMillan led off with a home run right down the left field line going into the stands at the foul pole. And that's the way the scoring has gone in a 1-1 ball game. Six inning totals for the Braves, one run on six hits and one error. For the Mets, one run on four hits and two errors. So Howie Bedell comes up here for the fourth time. He has singled, walked, and grounded out. He is 1-for-2 officially. Left-hand batter and a speedster. The plate right-hand pitcher, Jay Hook. Winds and fires, and the pitch is in there for a foul strike one. Stan Landis is the umpire behind the plate. Tomorrow's an off day for the Mets, and they play the Chicago Cubs here at the Polo Grounds Tuesday night. Curveball hit in the center field. Jim Hickman is lining it up and hauls it down. Line drive in the center, taken by Hickman. Never did get very high up into the air, a low arc. So Vidal is out. One away, and Mac Jones is coming up. Left-hand batter, he forced Bedell. And the first inning, he struck out in the third, and he singled in the fifth. So he is 1-for-3 for the afternoon. There's the ground ball taken by Charlie Neal at second. He plays up the Thornberry in time. As Mac Jones went for the first ball pitch, then grounded out. Two away for the Braves in the seventh. And Henry Aaron is coming up. Recent years, when you have spoken of complete ball players who can do it all, Henry Aaron has been one of the first mentioned. 1960, he was chosen unanimously for the National League All-Star team. There's a pitch low for ball one. And that was quite a tribute, unanimous selection on the All-Star team. Yeah. pitches in there for a call strike. 1-1 now to Henry Aaron. Hit into a double play in the first inning, grounded out third to first in the third, and singled in the fifth. Henry's a rather quiet individual. Doesn't have a great deal to say. He lets that bat speak for him. Pitches in there for a call strike. It's 1-2. Aaron now backs out of the batter's box and takes a look around. Henry Aaron has good speed as well. Manager Fred Haney says that when he was running the Braves, he didn't run Aaron more on the bases because he was afraid to risk an injury. Losing Aaron would be losing a great deal of his attack. As a line drive, going into left field for base hit, just out of reach of Felix Mantilla. Thomas kicks it around a little bit, and Aaron moves into second base. As Thomas finally comes up and relays it in now to Mantilla. So Aaron is on at second. That was a line shot. Mantilla jumped for it at third, and it was fairly out of his reach. Continuing on down to left, near the line, Thomas came over, started to pick it up, dropped it, but Henry Aaron was on his way to second. Never breaking stride there, continuing right on. And so Joe Adcock comes up with two men out and a runner at second base. Gord has a double for Henry Aaron. Adcock is at the plate, having struck out, grounded out, and struck out. Nothing for three this afternoon. Big, powerful right-hand batter. Leans over the plate on a crouch. Curveball misses low and away. It is ball one now to Joe Adcock. The score is tied. The Mets won and the Braves won. Time call for a moment as Henry Aaron gets rid of the helmet, flinging it off the diamond all the way over to Coach Billy Adair in the coach's box at third. Now Jay Hook again is set to work as Henry Aaron takes his lead off the bag at second. Hook checks him and deals. Pitch goes high to Adcock. Two balls and no strikes. Adcock has done a great deal of distance clouding in his time in the Major League. He can give it a ride. Generally regarded as something of a guess hitter, and if he guesses right, he can give you the long, long ride. 2-0 is the count now. Here's Hook's pitch. Sign away, ball three. 3-0 to Adcock. El Candle is on deck for the Milwaukee Braves. So Hook has gone 3-0 on Joe Adcock. Turns to look around the outfield, takes the glove off. Adcock, in the meantime, is looking down to Billy Adair, the coach at third, to see if he has turned loose on 3-0 or if manager Bertie Tevis wants him to take. Adair, the coach at third, relays the sign. From manager Tevis to the batter, here's the pitch. Turn him loose, he took a rip. Swing and miss. 3-1. Manager Bertie Tebbets was managing in Cincinnati. He had Jimmy Dykes as his third base coach. Dykes is on Tebbets' coaching staff here, but keeps him in the dugout. Time call as Holy Lambert goes out to check with Jay Hook. Andy Papko coaches at first, and Billy Adair coaches at third. Roy Tebbets with Jimmy Dykes along with the manager in the dugout, and pitching coach Whitlow Wyatt is in the bullpen. Now Charlie Neal is called into the conference of Lambert and Hook. At the mound. All right, they're set. With three balls and one strike. The count to Big Joe Adcock. Got back in the lineup in the second game of yesterday's doubleheader after having been out with the effects of a cold and laryngitis. Henry Aaron leads at second base. The 3-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, has a drive deep to center. Hickman is moving over, and he hauls it down. Jim Hickman ranging back and over. The haul down the drive. Off the bat of Joe Adcock on a 3-1 pitch. And the Milwaukee Braves are out in the top half of the seventh inning with no runs on one hit. The double by Aaron. No errors and one man left. So at the end of 6-1 half innings of play at the Polo Grounds, the score is Milwaukee Braves 1 and the New York Mets 1. We're going now to the bottom half of the seventh inning. With the score tied 1-1, and the New York Mets are sending up catcher Hobie Landreth, who has walked and grounded out here this afternoon. A crowd of 13,477 paid this Sunday afternoon. Cecil Butler, the starter, still in there for the Milwaukee Braves. Dips into the line. Here's the pitch to Landreth. It's in there. Fastball for a called strike one. Cecil Butler is 24 years old. Dallas, Georgia, in his first major league start for the Milwaukee Braves here at the Polo Grounds today. Previously relieved five times to brace this pitch. Curveball, cut on, ground ball to short. Roy McMillan takes it, fires it on to Adcock in time, and Landreth is out. One away, and pitcher Jay Hook is now shedding the jacket in the on-deck circle. Proceeds to the plate. He is a left-hand batter. He has set up twice. Came up with the bases loaded in the second inning and forced Landreth, although he hit the ball sharply on the ground to McMillan at short. And Hook struck out in the fourth inning. So he is nothing but two for the day. The New York Mets batting in the bottom half of the seventh inning with the score tied 1-1. Butler, 64 inches tall, he weighs 198 pounds. Big fella, dips into the full windup. The pitch is in there for a call strike one. He fired the fastball. Jim Hickman has now moved to the on-deck circle for the Mets. Now, an attempt to drag the bunt by Jay Hook. He was trying to drag his pass pitcher, Cecil Butler, and he brought Frank Bowling in at a gallop from his position at second, but missed it and took it to strike two. Ken Butler's ready to work. Swung on and foul back into the upper deck behind the plate out of play. Count holds it two strikes on Jay Hook. With one man out and nobody on base for the Mets, Mets having won four of their last five games to move up in the National League standing. A curveball cut on and chopped, foul. High hop over in foul territory, taken by Crandall. Jay Hook halfway down to first, turns and comes back now. Count to him is still strike two. Chicago Cubs in for a night game Tuesday and a single game on Wednesday afternoon. All right, here is two-strike pitch. That was high and away. It's 1-2 now. You know, there are managers in baseball who do not believe that a batter should ever be allowed to hit a two-strike pitch. One ball and two strikes to count now to Jay Hook. That's high and away. It's ball two, 2-2. Cecil Butler getting the sign. Into the windup and the pitch. Swung on and has a fly ball to left field. Howie Bedell is over and he takes it for the out. Appeared to lose it right at the last moment and ducked out of the way, turned his head, but took it in the glove right on his shoulder, but turned his head sharply. Now he lays the ball in. Two men out, nobody on. And Jim Hickman coming up now for the New York Mets. Hickman popped a short walk and struck out. Took a call, third strike. And now time has been called and Bedell has asked for the sunglasses. Apparently lost that one. Right at the last moment he got it up into the sun. So now time has been called, and he has come over into foul territory down the line and left. The glasses have been taken out to him. Taken out in the case, and he is selecting a pair. Putting them on now. Two men out and nobody on base for the Mets. Cecil Butler on the mound is waiting for Bedell to get into position. And as Hickman steps into the batter's box. Hickman has 5 home runs this season. The score is tied here, 1-1. The Braves and the Mets in the final game of the current series. The Mets leading in the series 2-1. Pitch is in there. Fastball. Call. Strike one to Jim Hickman. Leo Chacon now in the on-deck circle. Blown away. Watch that one outside. It's 1-1. Baseball cannot get much more competitive, much more closely competitive, much more exciting than this series has been between New York Mets and the Milwaukee Braves. Pitch is outside. 2-1 now to Jim Hickman. Mano Samuel at third plays Hickman to pull over there close to the back. As the throw down the left field line, it's a fair ball going to the wall. Hickman turns at first, is heading for second. Fidel Crow is coming into second. Hickman slides in safely at second base. Long striding speed. Cleared in safely for a double. The line shot. Down the line and left. Out to the wall, and Fidel played the ricochet perfectly. The rebound off the wall. So now the Mets have Hickman in scoring position at second, with 2 men out and Elio Chacon coming up. That was base hit number 5. For the Mets off Cecil Butler. Going right hand batter. Holds the bat high. The curveball is taken inside for ball one. This is as long as Cecil Butler has ever pitched in a major league game. This is his first start. He has 5 relief appearances previously. The longest 4 in a third inning. That's curveball got in there. 1-1. Randall gets the sign as Hickman leads off to bag at second base. Butler is into the stretch and the pitch. In there for a call, strike two. And he steps outside the box, walks around from the circle and comes back in. 1-2. Chacon broke out in the rasher base hit yesterday. 3-for-3 in the second game, 2-for-4 in the first game. Had a couple of walks into the bargain. He was all over the ballpark yesterday on the double hitter, won by the Mets. It's a 1-2 pitch outside. It's 2-2 now to Chacon. The score is tied. The Mets won and the Braves won, with Felix Mantilla now in the on-deck circle. Pitch swung on as a ground ball foul. Out to third baseline. Foul ball. Out of Samuel. As a dash over to try to backhand it. The foul ball. Coming into this afternoon's ball game, the New York Mets had hit a home run in every game played at the Polo Grounds this season. They do not yet have one in this ball game. Tipped off foul. A check swing by Chacon, who has got to take a pitch that appeared to be high, and instead it hit his bat and came on back onto the screen. So the count holds at 2-2. Score tied here, 1-1. The New York Mets scored first, and then Roy McMillan hit a homer for the Braves to tie it up. Hickman leads at second base. It's a 2-2 pitch. Height. It's out full. 3-2 now to Elio Chacon. Already this season, the Milwaukee Braves have been involved in 12 one-run games. They have won 5 and lost 7 of the games decided by one run.
3-2 pitches into the right side. Swift on base hit. Hickman turns to third and he's coming home. As Matt Jones' throw is coming on not in time, and Hickman scores. He is the call with a single to right. The score, Hickman from second to the next base, I score 2-1. Mantilla. He struck out, fouled out to first and fly to right. Felix Mantilla started the day as the eighth leading hitter in the National League. His batting average started the day 329. He's a right-hand batter. Capone leads at first. Cecil Butler fired over the first, not in time to get you gone. And that's with one run on here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Take the lead by a score of 2-1. Butler again is into the stretch position. The pitch is on the way, low and away. It's ball one. Mantilla looks down to Sally Hemus, the coach of two. Frank Thomas is in the on deck circle for the Mets. All right, Mantilla set to go once again in there swinging the timber. And Butler looks in the crown. He'll get the sign. Has it. Chacon takes his lead at third. That Josh holding against the runner there. Throw over the first, not in time. Chacon dashing back. There are 2 men out. Chacon is an exciting ball player. Loves to run. In the swing, a ground ball to short. Landing well enough that it goes over to Bowling for the fourth and second. Then retires the side. The Mantilla has forced Chacon. Play going from McMillan to Frank Bowling. And the Mets are out in the bottom half of the seventh inning, but not before they have gone ahead with one run on two hits, no errors, and one left. And at the end of seven full innings to play, the score is New York Mets 2 and the Milwaukee Braves 1. Now here is the first pitch to Del Candle, fouled off, right off his foot for a strike one. The end of an inning and a half, Kansas City A's and the Minnesota Twins, no score, Bass against Ronikowski. So that's the way scores are going elsewhere in the major leagues. And right here, Milwaukee Braves are batting in the top half of the eighth inning. With the Mets leading them 2-1, Del Crandall up has been on an error, grounded out, and walked. So he's nothing for two officially, and the count to him right now is strike one. Pitch to Connor, and it's a called strike. As Jay has curved him and caught one on the outside for strike two count. Frank Bowling is now on deck for the Milwaukee Braves. Slow curveball that is punched off the glove of Mantilla going right out into left field. And Crandall turns at first, holds on as Frank Thomas comes up with the ball and fires it back in the hole. And Mantilla came over. Barely deflected it. It goes as a base hit for Del Crandall. A single to left. And that will bring up Frank Bowling. Right-hand batter. He is 1-for-3 this afternoon. Crandall at first base, of course, represents potential tying run. So the Mets, in anticipation of a possible sacrifice attempt, have moved to Felix Mantilla, and even with the bag at third. Mark Thornberry at first holding against the runner, but in a position to charge. And now Hobie Landis has called time. He's going to the mound. And as he does, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
Time for...
Landers comes back to assume his position behind the plate. This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Tanner and Bob Murphy at the polo ground. No count as yet to Frank Bowling at the plate. Takes the pitch low for ball one. He was not bunting on that pitch. He watched it over. He looks down out at Billy Adair. See what manager Bertie Tebbets wants him to do with this one. Swung on and has a fly ball down the line and right that is hitting the foul pole, and it's a home run for Frank Bowling. It hits the foul pole and it's a home run for Frank Bowling, scoring Del Candle ahead of him. Right down the line and right and hits the pole between decks. The Milwaukee Braves out in front in the ballgame by a score of 3-2 with nobody out. And Amato Samuel coming up. Pitcher's bunted down the third baseline, foul ball. Coming back now to pick up the bat. Bunting for the base hit. He gets fed down to first base. Bob Henley and Bob Shaw had been throwing in the bullpen for the Braves. That pitch goes high, and it's ball one. But now that the Braves have gone ahead, the action in the bullpen has subsided. Manager Bertie Tebbets had him going out there in case they got down to the pitcher and he wanted to use a pinch hitter. Tried to check the swing, but he goes as a strike. Umpire Stan Landis behind the plate says Samuel did bring it around far enough, and it is a called strike to him. It's one ball and two strikes now. Pitch misses low and away. Action in the bullpen for the New York Mets now. Bob Miller and Craig Anderson throwing in the bullpen. Craig Anderson got credit for both victories yesterday in relief. Here's a curveball hit on the ground. Mancia can't get it. It goes through. On out of the left field. It's scored as an error on Mancia. Mancia got a slow start, came over and was going to glove it with one hand. Instead, he didn't impede it at all. It continued right on out of the left field, and the official score says error. Official scorer says error. Man operating the scoreboard was showing a hit sign, but the official scorer gave it the error sign immediately. And now here is Roy McMillan, batting number 8 in the batting order. The single and a home run to his credit today. That's a pitch out. Ball one.
This is WGY Schenectady.
Throws over to first, but not in time to get Amato Samuel. It's in there for a call strike. One and one now to McMillan. With the Mets leading by one run in the top of the fifth, McMillan had a home run that tied it up at that point. And when the Mets took the lead again 2-1, Frank Bowling has homered with Crandall on base to put the Braves out in front by a score of 3-2. They have Amato Samuel on at third, or rather on at first, with nobody out. The drive fouled on the right field line into the stands and out of play. So the count to McMillan is one ball and two strikes. The scoreboard total has now been rearranged to score that play on Samuel as an error. Throw to first is not in time, rolls a few feet away from Marv Thornberry. He recovers and fires it back on over to Jay Hook at the mound. Ball goes high to McMillan. It's 2-2 now. Still nobody out for the Braves, batting in the top half of the eighth inning, and they have two runs in this inning. Greg Anderson, Bob Miller, both right-handers, still throwing in the bullpen under the supervision of Met pitching coach Red Ruffing. Pitch to McMillan, swung on, and there's a drive foul that he's going down the left field line and into the upper deck. But a foul ball. The count holds it 2-2. Pitcher Cecil Butler drew up next for the Milwaukee Braves. There is right now no action in the bullpen of the Braves. Two balls, two strikes to McMillan. A
one-run ball going to Charlie Neal. He steps on the bag, throws to first in time. Double play. Roy McMillan hitting him to a double play. Charlie Neal, who stepped on the bag and threw on the first. Two men out, nobody on. And Cecil Butler is going to bat for himself. Started up there without the hard hat. Goes back now to get the helmet. Takes the soft cap and puts it in his hip pocket. Any ball player do that. Some don't want to be bothered with it. In Chicago, the Phillies have scored four runs in the top half of the eighth inning, so that they now lead the Chicago Cubs by a score of 7-6 at the end of 7.5. There is a pitch that is low to Cecil Butler. He's been up three times, struck out all three times, still looking for his first major league hit. There's a ground ball to Charlie Neal. He has it. Lays over to Thornberry in time, and Butler is out. So that in the top half of the eighth inning, the Milwaukee Braves got two runs on two hits. There was one mess error, and there was nobody left on base. So at the end of 7.5 innings of play, the score is the Milwaukee Braves 3 and the New York Mets 2. As we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, the New York Mets will send up Frank Thomas, Marv Thornberry, and Gus Bell. Cecil Butler, the starter for the Milwaukee Braves, still in there as the Mets trail by one run. Third baseman Amato Samuel moves over near the bag to play Thomas. Has a check swing foul ball off the end of the bat, right down into the dirt, goes for strike one. Frank Thomas. Manager Bertie Tebbit out of the dugout now, coming out towards home plate. Dan Landis, the umpire behind the plate, explaining the call to Tebbit. Apparently, the call is ball one. Apparently, the call is ball one, and Tebbit wanted the explanation of that and got it. Pitch is high, ball two. He got it, we didn't, but the count is ball two and strike, and no strike. That is swung on and fouled off. So it's 2-1 now. First pitch appeared to have been fouled off the end of the bat, apparently not, as it is two balls and one strike, not a Frank Thomas. Stan Landis has called time, turns around to the press box to notify both scoreboards that the count is two strikes, so it was fouled off, and that was the explanation. So we'll get this count straightened out in a moment. That pitch is high, so now it is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Thomas. The first one was fouled off, and that was why Tebbit was so easily satisfied with that explanation. 2-2. Their ball is full foul on the ground. So the count holds for Thomas. Two balls, two strikes. Cecil Butler going after his second win of the season. Brings the pitch inside for ball. It's 3-2. So it's a full count to Thomas. 24-year-old Cecil Butler is faced with the problem of the payoff pitch. Into the windup, the pitch is on the way. Swung on, ground ball to third base. Tom Whale has it. The long throw across the diamond to Adcock in time, and Thomas is out. One away, nobody on, and Marv Thornberry is coming up. Thornberry beat out an infield hit in the sixth inning. Drawn on an error in the second and into a double play in the third. So he is 1-3 officially this afternoon. Well, here is a man capable of hitting the ball all sorts of distances. During his minor and major league career, he's got a few trade major jobs. But has
has not had a home run this season, either with the Baltimore Orioles or the New York Mets. Swing and a foul ball coming back. Cecil Butler into the windup. Pitches inside. Brought the fastball in that time. It's 1-1. Jess Bell is now on deck for the Mets, as the Milwaukee Braves lead by a score of 3-2 in the bottom half of the eighth inning at the Polo Ground. Butler again is set to work. Pitch is on the way. It's low for a ball. 2-1. Thornberry ready to rip that one. Took the stride, but checked the bat. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Shining brightly here at the Polo Ground. Swing and a foul ball pulled to the right side, rolling off foul and out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Thornberry. When originally signed, Marv and his brother Faye formed the brother combination. Marv Thornberry, Faye Thornberry. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Strikeout number 6 to Cecil Butler. He has walked 2. There are 2 men out to the Mets. Nobody on base, and Gus Bell coming up. Bell is nothing for 3 today. Fouled out to 3rd, grounded out to 1st, and popped short. Bottom half of the 8th inning with the Braves leading the Mets by 1 run. So close, and Bell now turns reluctantly, and is coming back to home plate. Mac Jones in right field did not move at all because it was obvious the net was up high enough, but going foul by the tennis of margin, and a disappointed Gus Bell comes back to the plate. Got a hold of that one and gave it a ride, but it goes foul just by inches as Vinny Smith, the umpire, first gave it the call. There's a swing and a miss. It's strike 2 now to Gus Bell. Now Bell steps back again. Swings the bat and comes back into the batter's box. Thought he had the home run, and so did we, for that matter. 2-strike count. He watches low, and it's ball 1. 1-2 now. Charlie Neal is on deck for the Mets. Butler looking in to get the sign. Rondell Crandall into the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and this is popped up behind the bag at 3rd in foul territory. Tom Whale giving it a run. Did he have a play? He does it with one hand for the out. Backhanded it near the railing in front of the box seat. So the Bell is fouled out. And in the bottom half of the 8th inning, the Mets are out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of 8 full innings of play, the score is the Milwaukee Braves 3 and the New York Mets 2. We're going out of the top half of the 9th inning. And the New York Mets are bringing on a new pitcher. It is Craig Anderson, who was a double winner yesterday. So Craig Anderson doubtless will get a hand when he is announced here at the Polo Ground. He is walking in now, has reached the infield area. Here's the announcement. There is a greeting for Craig Anderson, who got credit for both victories of the New York Mets yesterday. He has thrown together 9 scoreless innings consecutively in relief. Has won 3 games. In relief of Jay Hook, who pitched 8 innings in which he gave up 3 runs on 9 hits. He struck out 7 and walked 3. A very creditable performance by Jay Hook this afternoon. Greg Anderson will be facing the top of the batting order for the Milwaukee Braves here in the top of the ninth inning. Howie Bedell, Mac Jones, and Henry Aaron. Greg Anderson is a right-hander. He is 23 years old, was selected in the expansion draft by the New York Mets off the roster of the St. Louis Cardinals. Howie Bedell, left-hand batter and a speedster, singled in the first inning, walked in the third, grounded out short to first in the fifth, and flied to center in the seventh. 1-3 and a walk. Braves leading by a score of 3-2. It's in there for a called strike one to Howie Bedell. Swing and a miss. Two quick strikes on Bedell. Greg Anderson now takes a moment to rub the gloss off the ball. Wind blowing directly in here at the Polo Grounds from center field. Curveball comes inside. It's 1-2, a sharp breaking curveball. Howie Bedell started the day with a batting average of 221. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Charlie Neal has it. Plays over to Thornberry, and Bedell is out. Gets down to first in a hurry. So there's one away, and Mac Jones coming up now for the Braves. Forced Bedell in the first inning, struck out in the third, single in the fifth, and grounded out in the seventh. So he is 1-for-4 today. Tall, thin, left-hand batter. Right into Craig Anderson with the windup. Pitch is inside for ball. No activity in either bullpen at this moment. The Braves batting here in the top half of the ninth inning. That pitch is low for a ball. So Craig Anderson is behind to Jones. Two balls and no strike. Henry Aaron is swinging the bats in the on-deck circle for the Braves. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Mac Jones. Swing and a miss. He turned loose and took a full cut at 2-0 pitch. It's 2-1 now. He's a dangerous man at the plate anytime. He can ride the baseball. Holds that bat high. Pitches right down the back fastball in there for a called strike two. Good passing. 2-2. Greg Anderson working here with one man out and nobody on base for the Braves. Pitch is inside, so it's a full count now to Mac Jones. Jones again. Swinging the bat. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. So the count holds. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cleared attendance here this afternoon, 13,447. Tomorrow's an off day for the Mets, and the Chicago Cubs will be in on Tuesday night for a single game at 8 p.m. and a single game on Wednesday afternoon. Here's a payoff pitch to Jones, swung on and fouled off. The count holds 3-2. Obie Landry comes over to retrieve this one and flips it over to umpire Stan Landis, who examines it and says it's all right, tosses it back out. So again, Craig Anderson is faced with the problem of a payoff pitch to Mac Jones. He bats number 2 in the batting order of Bertie Tebbit's Milwaukee Braves. Here's a pitch. High, ball 4, walking. That is the first walk given up by Anderson, of course. Jay Hook walked 3, so that is the fourth walk given up to the Braves, and it brings up Henry Aaron. Hit into a double play, grounded out third to first, single and double. Every danger is Henry Aaron. Extremely fast hand. He's light of bill. He weighs 170, but has power in all directions. Now he steps back out of the batter's box and wants something. That boy brings him out another bat. Now he looks at the two together. Wants still another bat. Now he has the one he wants. And he got all the way up there before he discovered he didn't have the bat he wanted. Mac Jones, base runner at first, with one man out. Craig Anderson steps off the rubber, and Jones shortens up his lead. All right, Anderson is in the pitching position. Jones leaves the pitch there and is hopped up to shortstop. Elio Chacon, with the glasses flipped on, back on the outfield grass, makes the catch for the out. No advance by Jones at first. Aaron went for the first ball pitch and popped out to Elio Chacon. Two away, a runner at first. Big Joe Adcock coming up now. Struck out, grounded out short to first, struck out and flied to center. Nothing for four today. Big Joe, a powerful right-hand batter. Two men out for the Braves in the top of the ninth. Here's a pitch to Adcock. Swung on, and that's a fly ball going deep to right. It is a foul ball into the upper deck to the right of the foul pole. As it stands buzzing, it's strike one. Mac Jones returns to the bag at first. In case you'd like to look ahead to the bottom half of the ninth inning, the New York Mets are scheduled to send up Charlie Neal, Hobie Landreth, and the pitcher. Throw over to first is not in time. Mac Jones got back safely. Here's pitch to Adcock. Swung out and missed for strike two. So it is a two-strike count. Louis, Larry Jackson still has the Dodgers shut out after seven innings, and the Cardinals lead them 2-0. John Padres is pitching for Los Angeles. Two-strike count to Joe Adcock. Mac Jones takes his lead off first. Throw over to first is not in time. Milwaukee Braves leading the Mets by a score of 3-2 here. Braves batting in the top half of the ninth inning. Adcock steps back out of the batter's box, and time is called. Now he comes back in. Two-strike count to him. Pitch. Pitch out. Just one and two. Jones leads as Anderson looks in to get the time from catcher Hobie Lander. Shakes off one. Now has the pitch he wants. Into the stretch position. Throw over to first. Jones got back safely, but a close play there. That time. Hunter had the ball on him, and a close play on Mac Jones at first base. Jordan's up a little here to pitch. Swung out and missed strike three. Struck him out. So Anderson strikes off. Adcock can't end the top half of the ninth inning. Milwaukee Braves got no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left. The end of 8 1/2 innings of play. At the Polo Grounds, the score is Milwaukee Braves 3 and the New York Mets 2. Like the song says, people everywhere sing out, "My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer." And dry tells you why. Yes, sir. Dry tells you Rheingold has a brisk, bright, clean taste all its own. Discover the difference dry makes. Pour yourself a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. And enjoy it along with the ball game. We're going down to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Before we do, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
You're listening to WGY 810 on your radio dial. The General Electric stations can activate.
Now for the Milwaukee Braves, a defensive change. Tommy Aaron is in at first base. Tommy Aaron is playing first base defensively for the Milwaukee Braves. Charlie Neal is up for the Mets. Cecil Butler's pitch is taken inside for ball one. Neal today single, and up second.
leading by one run going into the bottom half of the ninth inning. Cecil Butler in his first major league start for the Milwaukee Braves has come all the way. Here's a drive going to left field, but Howie Bedell ranges over and hauls it down. On the button, a line drive in the left center, pulled down, and there's one away. Coming up now, Hobie Landry. Pulled out the first game for the Mets yesterday with a home run into the right field stand, his first of the season. He's a left-hand batter. Butler's pitch goes high. Ball one. Hobie stands 5 feet, 8 inches tall. Ball one count to him. And the pitch swung on a ground ball going to the right side. Bowling has it in second place to Tommy Aaron, two men out. And now Ed Boucher is going to bat for Craig Anderson. Ed Boucher is going to bat for Craig Anderson, and it is up to him as far as the Mets are concerned. Two men out, nobody on base. The Mets trailing by one run, and Ed Boucher is coming up. Pitch to him is low for ball one. Bob Henley is throwing in the bullpen for the Milwaukee Braves. Here is the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. 1-1. Boucher gave that one a ripple. Jim Hickman is in the on-deck circle now for the Mets. Boucher swinging the bat. Waiting for the pitch from Butler. It's on the way. Foul back onto the screen and out of play. Rebounding back onto the field. One ball and two strikes now to Boucher. Exciting and close ball game all the way, and it's come down to two men out in the bottom half of the ninth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Struck him out. Strikeout number seven for Cecil Butler, who gets the victory as the ball game is over. Butler getting congratulations all around. His first major league complete game. It was his first major league start, and he ended it with a strikeout of Boucher. Strikeout number seven for him for the day. We'll be back with the final summary and totals in just a moment. In the bottom half of the ninth inning, the Mets got no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. The final score of the ball game: Milwaukee Braves 3 and the New York Mets 2. You know, the New York area has just about everything. It's the most wonderful place in the world. Yes, sir, you name it, New York's got it. Parks, beaches, baseball, football, golf, lakes, amusements. People in New York have a lot to choose from, and that goes for beers, too. There are quite a few brands of beer on the market. I think it's really something that of all the brands of beer available, New Yorkers have made Rheingold Extra Dry their favorite. That's quite a tribute to the quality of Rheingold. Rheingold is brewed of the choicest ingredients, brewed the long, slow, costly way, the extra dry way. And extra dry tells you why Rheingold is so wonderful, so much more refreshing. It's beer as beer should taste, brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Why not enjoy the extra refreshment of Rheingold Extra Dry beer along with the game? Join all the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Well, here at the Polo Grounds, the Milwaukee Braves have pulled out a one-run decision over the New York Mets by a score of 3-2, so that the two teams have split the four-game series. The Milwaukee Braves won by 8-5 on Friday night. The Mets won 2 yesterday, and the Braves came back to win this afternoon. Jay Hook was the starter, and he went 8 innings for the New York Mets. Craig Anderson coming on to relieve him, and Craig Anderson stretched his string of scoreless innings pitched to 10 by getting the Braves out with no damage in the ninth inning. Cecil Butler, in his first major league start, went all the way to get the victory, his second of the season, for the Milwaukee Braves. The New York Mets scored first in the ballgame as they pushed across a run in the third inning. Jim Hickman walked, Elio Chacon walked, and then Frank Thomas singled to score Jim Hickman. But the Milwaukee Braves tied it up in the top half of the fifth on Roy McMillan's home run. And then the New York Mets again went ahead in the bottom half of the seventh inning when Jim Hickman doubled and Emilio Chacon singled him home. But then the Milwaukee Braves came right back in the top half of the eighth. Del Crandall single and Frank Foley, a right-hand batter, hit a home run to right that put the Braves out in front for the first time in the ballgame, 3-2, and that is the way the ballgame ended. The final totals for the Milwaukee Braves, 3 runs on 9 hits and 1 error. For the New York Mets, 2 runs on 6 hits and 3 errors. The winning pitcher, Cecil Butler, who now has 1-2 and lost none. And the losing pitcher for the New York Mets was Jay Hook, who now has 1-2 games and lost 2. And that wraps up another New York Mets game. Sure hope you enjoyed it. Ryan Gold certainly enjoyed bringing it your way. Looking at our schedule, we see that the Mets next face the Chicago Cubs here at the Polo Grounds on Tuesday night. We'll be on the air Tuesday night at 7:55, and we'll all be on hand to bring you the action.